Sue Nava remembers a time when she was in need of some support after her marriage ended.
Through the very strange time of suddenly being single and also winding up empty nesting because he left the same week the youngest child went off to college, I was completely flummoxed and devastated. So found this number through my doctor's office and started calling it. And that was 9 years ago, and they were wonderful.
When back on her emotional feet, Sue thought she might help out on the other end of the line. But she says the volunteer training can be a little counterintuitive.
If you've been a mother, if you've been even a friend, you tend to want to fix problems for people. That is not what we do here. We do reflective listening. And that is an interesting skill, to know when to just listen and listen sympathetically, but not to always say, okay, well, this is what you need to do to fix it.
While most of the calls they receive are not from a person in crisis, some people are very close, calling as a last resort. Contact Volunteer Relations Manager Christine Knutson says phone operators need to be ready to hear those pleas.
For example, they might say, I'm in so much pain, I can't go on anymore, I just wish it would stop. We are then obligated to ask that tough question, are you thinking of killing yourself? And we don't sugarcoat it. We don't use euphemisms. Are you thinking of ending your life? Do you want to maybe hurt yourself? You know, we're direct about it so that there can't be any misconception.
Knutson adds many of the 70 or so people she needs to staff the hotline have had a personal or family experience with depression, like Sue.
They can bring an extra level of empathy. And I think that they have worked on the skill where they are able to be present and be with the caller and listen to the caller without injecting their own views or their own agenda into the call. The focus is always on the caller in these situations.
Contact is about to start a new round of training for phone volunteers this Friday. You can sign up or learn more about the training at contactsyracuse.org under the section Schedule for Training. Chris Bolt, WAER News.